PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time.
Adventures in cyberspace,
the chase is on.
Just wait and see why.
Easy, easy, here he comes. Yes, my bouncy baby behemoth, Gigabyte.
Careful, Buzzy, don't hurt him.
He don't feel nothing.
But he's like my brother, he's got my brain power, remember?
Don't remind me, but once I restore life to Gigabyte, I'll finally have a fearsome flunky worthy of serving the great Hacker.
Where is everybody?
This is definitely not good. This is not good at all.
Motherboard said we have till noon to find Hacker and stop him.
And where do we find his awfulness?
The giant pyramid of Petaluma.
No problem. We stopped Hacker once from pumping life into that rusty robot. We can stop him again.
Wonder where Inez is. Not like her to miss a cool adventure like this.
Help! Nancy!
Inez!
Let's go. It'll be high noon before we know it.
Boss, how come we couldn't do this at the castle like we did last time? All we needed then was a full moon to bring Gigi back to life.
Because the moon is only full every 29 and a half days, which means it won't be full for another 20, and I can't wait that long.
Oh, makes sense to me, boss.
But what's the big deal about being here at noon? What's supposed to happen?
Oh, don't you remember what the boss said? The solar alignment will provide the precise energy required to re-energize Gigabyte Cyber Cellular Matrix.
Huh?
Why, Buzz, my good bot, that's precisely correct. Perhaps I've underestimated you.
Oh, thanks, boss. Hey, maybe you don't really need Gigabyte, huh?
Get him!
Ew! Ew! And double ew! What is this sticky stuff? It stinks!
Got me! The sooner we get to the pyramid, the better!
According to this guidebook, the Jamayan jungle is known for an abundance of insects.
Ouch! I think I just met one.
Hey, check out these hairy trees.
I hate to tell you this, Matty, but those aren't trees!
Pyramid of Petaluma.
We're a lot closer now.
But it's across the river. You know I hate water.
Don't worry, Jax. It's too far to swim.
Think you could fly across, Didge?
Then what? Besides, if I don't get this sticky stuff off, I can't even walk.
Hey, check it out. This stuff floats.
This stuff feels like cork.
Cool.
I've got an idea. Maybe we can make a raft from those things and sail across.
If I didn't know you better, Buzzy, I'd say you dropped Giggy on purpose.
And if I didn't know you better, I'd say that you like Gigabyte better than me.
It's different. Giggy's like my brother. You're just jealous because he's got a brain like mine.
Stop yapping, Delete, and get my precious prize up here.
Buzz, we're talking to!
I was not.
We're two.
Was not.
We're two!
Was two.
We're not!
Move it! It'll be noon in less than an hour. Don't they ever clean this place?
Cast away, me mateys! Let's see if this crazy contraption floats.
Push! Push! It's working!
Yeah, no problem. Yo! Piranhas!
Didge!
What happened?
You okay?
They're coming through the hole! I could have been eaten alive!
If we don't want to be fish food, we better build a raft with no holes or gaps.
No overlaps either. The pieces have to fit together exactly.
And we need to make it bigger, too. This raft's barely big enough to hold Didge.
Here's a bunch more, but they're different from the others.
Yeah, all the same size and all squares.
Perfect! The sides are all the same, and they fit together nice and tight. Whoa, cyberpaste!
That's what I like about cyberspace. Anything's possible.
Let me try. Another snug thing.
Not only that, we just made one big square.
I think we're onto something, guys. If four little squares make one big square, we can keep putting squares together until we make a raft as big as we need.
Beautiful. This is what I call a raft.
Actually, Ditch, it's a tessellation.
A what?
A tessellation. That's what you call it when you use simple shapes to cover an area with no gaps or overlaps. See? No gaps or overlaps, like the last raft.
Well, we better get this tessellation turned around or we're in big trouble.
Cyber Swirl!
The mud's gone.
Lower. Lower. Good. Now, set him down. Gently.
I just want you to know, Delete, I am not jealous.
You are too.
Am not.
Are too!
I said gently.
Giggy!
Catch, boss. You the Borg.
At high noon, this horn will become part of the most daring experiment in the history of cyberspace. The creation of life. Those Earth brats are here.
Look, it's Hacker.
You think he saw us? I don't know, but at least we know where he is.
Let's see. According to the guidebook, the only faster way to the top is that way.
Is it just me, or is it hot here?
It's hot, all right. Weird. You'd think it would be cool inside a pyramid.
What was that?
No wonder it's so hot.
Lava!
This pyramid must be built on a volcano.
Oops. Hey, G-11. I forgot to tell you that part.
No biggie. The lava's there. We're here, and Hacker's up there. Let's get him!
This ought to keep those nosy Nellies busy for a while.
You sure this leads to the top?
It's right here in the book. It hasn't been wrong yet. Hey, what is that?
Run! Ah! Up here!
Either the former residents of this pyramid just sent us a message, or Hacker knows we're here.
Well, we can forget about going back up these steps.
So how do we stop Hacker?
There's one other way up to the top. Those steps over there.
But the floor's red hot. We'll never get across. Hacker's gonna win.
No way. That is not gonna happen.
Hey, what's this? Tile?
Let me see. Whoa!
What?
Sorry.
Look, it floats, and it shields the heat.
Maybe we can make a path across the lava with tiles, just like we made a raft to get across the river. But these tiles are so small. We'll need lots and lots to make a path wide enough to walk on.
And they have to fit tight. No gaps, or our toes will be toast.
No problem. Let's tessellate them.
Problem? None of these are squares. Only squares give us no gaps or overlaps, right?
We don't know that for sure, Didge. Maybe we can do it with triangles.
How? These have three sides, not four.
Wait, at least the sides are all the same length, like the squares.
And every triangle is the same size, too.
That helped with the squares. Let's try them. Oh, not working. Gaps everywhere. What if we slide this top row over a bit so the corners meet, like the squares did? Hey, the gaps look just like our triangles, only upside down. So, flip the triangles.
The triangles fit together exactly. No gaps, no overlaps. It worked.
Let's see what happens if we add more triangles here. Tessellation. As long as we use the same pattern of triangles, we can make the pattern as big as we want. Start tessellating!
Higher! The head goes higher!
Gigabyte must be in exact alignment with the principal focal point of the lens when the sun reaches its zenith. Oh, just make sure he's facing the lens.
Have you thought about what happens when Giggy comes back to life?
Yeah, it'll be like having a big brother who thinks just like me.
Hiya! We must be precise, or it won't work.
You never brought me a pillow.
You never asked.
Gigabyte didn't ask.
He would if he could.
Hiya, I said.
Yeah, whatever you say, boy.
Oh, I can't wait till high noon.
Guys, we're halfway across.
Only one thing. We don't have enough triangles to finish the path.
Just when things were going good.
Wait, what about those other tiles?
These tiles don't work. Game over.
You sure? That's what we said about the triangles.
Okay, what do we have here? A pentagon. Five sides, all the same length. Equal angles, just like the squares and triangles. But here's the difference. Five pentagons together leave a big gap, and there's no way to add one to fill that gap without an overlap.
And the lava could ooze through that overlap.
What we have here is a failure to tessellate.
All right, pentagons are out.
Next!
Out, out, out!
How about these hexagons? Six straight sides, equal length, equal angles. All the same size. Two together leave a big gap, but a third one fills it exactly. A perfect fit.
And look, every time we add a hexagon, we have more gaps that other hexagons can fill. So we can make this tessellation as big as we want it.
Game on, guys. Let's finish this bridge over troubled lava.
And make it snappy, okay? In exactly 9, make that 8 minutes, the sun will reach high noon, and Gigabyte will live again! Just slide these hexagons into those empty spaces, like so, and the big T is done. Yes! No gaps, no overlaps. Tessellation complete.
Good job.
Woohoo!
Way to go, Ditch.
Let's sack the hat. What's all this creepy green stuff?
Yow!
I think we're being watched.
I don't see anything.
What was that?
Yoinks!
Help! Hang in, Jax. We'll save you.
I'm hanging.
Let's see. Oh, it's called a jittermite.
I don't care what it's called. Just get me down.
And it says here, the only way to get rid of it is to slime it with orange marmalade?
Ew! I hate orange marmalade!
Where are we going to get orange marmalade?
Never fear! The Ditch is here! Orange marmalade!
Ew! Ah!
Thanks, guys. That was close. Hey! This isn't so bad after all.
Come on! We've got to stop Hacker!
Yes, the sun is high. The time is soon. Gigabyte will live at precisely high noon.
I don't remember when I've seen the boss so happy.
Yeah, well, I'm not. When his bucket of bolts comes alive, you'll spend all your time with him, not me.
Not true, Buzzy. I'll still be your best friend.
What about Gigabyte?
Well, can't I have two best friends?
I don't think so.
Soon, my champion. Soon.
Hey, boss. What's gonna happen to me and Dee Dee after Gigabyte, joins the group?
What's going to happen? Well, let me put it this way, Buzz. Everything! Cyberspace will be mine!
Not so fast, Hacker!
Well, well, well. I see you successfully avoided the hot lava bath. But I'm afraid you've run out of time.
Not yet, Hacker. There's still 4 minutes till high noon.
In that case, you can watch it all happen. Enjoy the view, kiddies.
Oh, no! We're sinking!
Good one, boys!
Now what? We can't reach them.
But I can. I'll fly up there. Take out, Hacker. Take out Buzz and Delete.
Whoa, Ditch! By the time you do that, it'll be high noon, and Gigabyte will be alive.
That's it! We're focusing on the wrong problem. It's not Hacker we have to stop. It's the sun. We've got to block it.
Oh, sure. Why don't we block the moon while we're at it?
Didge has a point, Inez. I mean, how could we possibly block the sun?
Maybe Didge can fly up there and spread his wings between the sun and Gigabyte.
Yes! No, he's not big enough. Besides, we need something with no gaps and no overlaps.
You're saying I got gaps and overlaps?
I'm saying we need to fly something up there the sun can't shine through. Like a kite.
String, but no kite. Sorry.
Come on, guys, look around. There has to be something down here we can use to make a kite.
The shape is weird, but how about these flowers? Ugh.
Can't make a kite with no overlaps or gaps out of these. They break all the rules, see? Sure, they're the same shape, but the shapes aren't regular like squares and triangles and hexagons.
You're right. One side is straight, but the other sides are all zigzaggy. We're cooked.
Make that! Gigabyte's about to be.
It won't be long now, Kitty.
What are we gonna do?
Guess what? Even though the shapes aren't regular, they still fit together.
This just might work, Jax.
And look, add more petals, and what do you get?
A hexagon!
They tessellate!
Who would have thought? We still have 2 minutes! Let's make that kite!
Come on, let's get the string attached!
It's almost high noon!
Okay, Didge, do your stuff!
Yes! My monster will live again! What's that thing?
What happened?
Excellent work, Cyber Squad. Gigabyte bit the dust.
Good one, Motherboard!
Jackie, is that orange marmalade in your hair?
It's a long story, Mother Bee.
And messy.
Very messy.